Mexican officials are in Washington today meeting with their U.S. counterparts, searching for a way to tamp down President Trump's threat to impose new tariffs on goods made in Mexico. It all stems from a dispute over illegal immigration, and the auto industry looks to be caught in the crossfire. Paul Eisenstein is publisher of the DetroitBureau.com. His recent piece for NBCNews.com breaks down the dollars and cents of what these threatened tariffs could mean for car buyers. So, Paul, the president's threatening to start with a 5% tariff on Mexican-made goods and then ratchet that up to a full 25% by October unless Mexico does something effective to stem the flow of migrants into the U.S. What would that full 25% do to the sticker price of cars?
Well, I'll tell you what, let's start on the low end, and then let's work our way
all
up,
right,
if you don't mind.
Let's do that.
Okay, so let's take the typical car. Car sales are starting to roll out right about now, and will continue through tomorrow. And we'll hear that the typical vehicle that Americans purchase, what they call transaction price, is what you actually pay, is about $34,000, $35,000. Okay, if that vehicle, when you are talking about out of the factory, were to be tariffed, that the actual cost to the manufacturer is probably about $25,000. So that 5% means an immediate hit of about $1,250. Not exactly a small hit.
No.
I mean, you're talking about some expensive vehicles like, say, an Audi Q5 that is only built, the only place in the world they build it is in Mexico. That's about $2,000. Now, let's do a simple math. You take that up to October when the tariffs are supposed to increase to 25%. Multiply those numbers by five. An average vehicle will go up about $6,000 or so, and an Audi Q5 might cost you anywhere up to another $12,000 or $15,000. There are some vehicles, you know, a lot of pickups are made down there. The Ram 1500, the Chevy Silverado, for example, and some of those can get up to $60,000 or $70,000. If you've got a $60,000 pickup, by October, you're going to be paying another $15,000 for it. Can I make things even worse for the consumer?
Go for it.
Well, here's the problem. You may say, well, I'm not going to buy a Mexican car. No, yeah, you probably will, because these days the borders are pretty porous. That's why we had NAFTA. And so a lot of the components that go into the typical U.S. assembled car still come from Mexico. Almost all of the wiring harnesses, trim pieces, and even engines in some cases come from south of the border. So those are going to be tariffed. So, for example, you may have a vehicle that is assembled, say, in Kentucky or Dearborn or somewhere else, but they may still go up $1,000 or more because of the Mexican parts that are in those vehicles.
And, of course, the president likes to say to companies, you don't like these tariffs? Build in the United States.
Yeah, right. Let's get real about this. First of all, trying to turn things around in short order is not easy. You can't just put up a factory overnight. The reality is you've had almost three decades now of building a continental network. And the cost of tearing it up and putting in factories that would run below capacity in the United States, well, guess what? That's going to add thousands of dollars to the cost of those vehicles anyway, and it would still take a few years before they could do it if they really, really, really wanted to.
Paul, what about the timing of all of this for the auto industry in terms of new car prices and also new car sales? What are analysts telling you?
They're telling us very simply it could be a rout. It's going to be a rout, is the way one analyst, Joe Filippi, put it. He's a veteran. He's been covering this business even longer than I have, and I've been on the beat for 40 years. No, it's going to be a very, very serious problem if it goes through. As you probably know, new car sales are off about 3% this year, and May does not look to be any better. We don't have the final numbers, but all the preliminary data suggests sales are going down. You add a big increase to prices, and you get a big decrease for sales. So what does that translate into? Lots of lost American jobs.
And that's what I had to wonder, all this uncertainty. What does it mean for automakers and for the many people in Michigan relying on the auto companies and the suppliers for their paychecks?
It could mean that a lot of people wind up losing jobs. You have a lot of factories right now that are running below capacity. People have been sort of losing the fact that we've seen a lot of job cuts in the auto industry, despite the supposedly great economy. In some ways it is, but the reality is that the U.S. auto market is essentially the canary in the coal mine. And when you see the economy start to weaken, you're probably going to spot it first in the auto industry. Guess what? We are spotting it in the auto industry. We saw, of course, General Motors announce big cuts. We are seeing big cuts at Ford. Even some of the imports are under strain and trying to figure out what to do about their factories and about their jobs. There's only a couple automakers that are really doing well right now. One of them is Fiat Chrysler. But they could be hit, too, because, again, they're producing a lot of products down in Mexico. And by the way, to give you a sense of this, General Motors is producing something like a 500,000 vehicles a year down in Mexico, including some of their most profitable products.
Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com. Always great to get your insights, Paul. Thank you so much.
Great to be with you.